For more on what may be missing from the Iraqi declaration, we turn to Raymond Zielinskas. He's a former United Nations weapons inspector who worked in Iraq in the 1990s. Zielinskas says there have been holes in Iraq's account, especially when it comes to chemical and biological weapons. But he says even if Iraq were to come completely clean, it still might not satisfy the United States and United Nations.
It's very difficult, actually, for them to prove anything in the negative. Is impossible, philosophically impossible. That's something we should keep in mind when we're making criticism of these things. So what can be proved? The issue about anthrax and also the other biological weapons agents, such as botulinum toxin and aflatoxin, is how much was produced. They imported, we know that they imported something like 37 tons of culture media, and they have only accounted for using less than half of that. So what happened to the rest of that? Did they produce more anthrax and botulinum toxin than they declared, or didn't they? Well, they have declared that they produced something like 10,000 liters of botulinum toxin, 12,000 liters of anthrax solution, and so on. And then they also declared that they destroyed all this in 1991.
How would they destroy it?
Well, what you do is you add certain chemicals to it that inactivates the agent, or you can also use steam sterilization. But what they did is they added chemicals. And then what they said is that after they added the chemicals and everything was proven destroyed as far to their satisfaction, they poured all this solution out in the desert at the place called Al-Hakam. Well, the UNSCOM went out there and tested everything, took a bunch of environmental samples, and never were able to find any trace of these agents having been destroyed. So this is a big hole.
Should there naturally have been trace elements there?
It would appear that way, at least some remnants of DNA of the organisms.
How would Iraq destroy some of these other elements, like the VX nerve agent? How would they get rid of something like that?
There is a hydrolysis process, but a lot of the chemical agents were destroyed under UNSCOM supervision in 94, and they were burned in the desert. So those are fully accounted for. But there are these nerve agents that the Iraqis didn't declare until the very end, like VX. And we really don't know what happened to that.
If you were looking for evidence, and again, you say it's very hard to prove a negative, do you have to then find someone who participated in destroying these agents, or should there be some sort of document that would show conclusively that they actually got rid of this material?
In general, the Iraqis were very, very careful record keepers, so there's documentation on almost everything they did, sometimes way in excess of what they really needed to do. So there should, as you said, there should be records, written records of, first of all, their production schedules, what they produced, what they did with them, and if they did destroy them, how they were destroyed and what happened to the remnants. And as far as I know, in the chemical area, these records, as far as production, are very incomplete, and as far as destruction, is almost non-existent. And then also, if there are records, somebody wrote them, and these people that wrote these records should be available for interviews. So yes, these are all part of the inspection activities that need to be undertaken to verify the contents of the disclosures.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure.